In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I would like to invite you to embark with me in a trip to the Holy Land. We are flying to Tel Aviv, and during the long flight there, I ask you, so what are you most looking forward to during our time in Israel? And without missing a beat, you say, getting baptized in the Jordan River. I kindly remind you that you already are baptized. So you say, then getting re-baptized in the Jordan River. I kindly remind you again that God has not forgotten his promises in your baptism. So there is no need to be re-baptized. Slightly annoyed, you ask, so what do I call it, Pastor? I want to wear the white robe, wade into the river, and get dunked just like Jesus was. After all, you don't remember your baptism, do you? You were probably only a few weeks old, like so many of us, like little Jonah this morning in the early service. So I suggest, how about we call it remembering your baptism? Sound all right? How about you and I put on the white robes, wade into the Jordan River, and you get dunked under the water to remember your baptism and the promises God made. You smile, your eyes light up, and through your simple, yeah, I can tell that your mind is already racing to the river to imagine this moment. Remember your baptism. In our epistle reading from Colossians chapter 2 today, Paul points us to this important part of our relationship with God. He says, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. For you have been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. You have been buried and you have been raised in baptism. God gifts us with the death and resurrection of Jesus through baptism. God gifts us with the death and resurrection of Jesus through baptism. So remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. First, you were buried. You have died. Under the waters of baptism, you died with Jesus on the cross. So there we are on the shore of the Jordan River. You and I have our white robes on. A few other brave pilgrims are wading into the water with us, while a number of our fellow travelers offer just to take the pictures to capture this moment from the warm, dry viewing area several feet from the water's edge. You step carefully onto the slippery riverbed, not thinking too much what else may be in that water. We wade out to where it's about waist deep. And I remind all of us that you have been and already are a baptized child of God, and that today we are remembering those promises. In baptism, we have been crucified with Christ. In baptism, we have died. In baptism, we were buried. In baptism, we were baptized into Jesus' death. I ask if you are ready. You give a strong nod. And before you go under, you hear. You have been and are a baptized child of God. Baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then back you go. Down you go. Under you go. Now freeze. Hold this moment in your mind. This instant. The moment you fall back into the water. The shock of the water makes your chest tighten. It's so cold, you want to yelp. But the water is so gross, you dare not open your mouth. You instinctively shut your eyes for the moment. You are numb, not breathing, underwater, yet laid on your back, and the world has gone black. In this momentary drowning, the world has ceased. Life has ceased. All is numb. No light, no sound, no feeling, just cold and dark. This is what it's like to die. Under the waters of baptism, you died with Jesus on the cross. This is what God does in baptism. According to his word of promise, his last day judgment on human rebellion was poured out on Jesus on the cross. And in your baptism, you participate in that dying. In baptism, the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands is canceled. The image of being dunked and the sensation of a temporary drowning highlights what happens even with a sprinkle or a splash. For it's not the amount or the source of the water, but the word of promise of God and the very work of Jesus that causes this dying. Under the waters of baptism, you died with Jesus on the cross. But this moment of death is only passing. For you feel the force of my hand supporting you and pulling you up. You emerge from the water, open your eyes, drawing in a great big breath of air. And under the drenched white robe, you find yourself shivering with life. I want you to freeze this moment in your mind's eye. Your face has emerged from the water. Your mouth is open with a smile as your lungs eagerly fill with your first breath. In this moment, you are an image of God's promise. Emerging from the waters of baptism, you rise with Jesus to new life. Emerging from the waters of baptism, you rise with Jesus to new life. In baptism, you have been raised with Christ. In baptism, you were raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God who has raised Jesus from the dead. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too walk in newness of life. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. In Christ Jesus, you are a child of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. And baptism now saves you. Not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a clean conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The image of rising out of the water, clean, refreshed, invigorated, regenerated, and reborn, highlights what happens, even with a sprinkle or a splash. For it's not the amount or the source of the water, but the word and promise of God and the very work of Jesus that causes this rising. Emerging from the waters of baptism, you rise with Jesus to new life. You get a towel, dry off, get dressed, and we finish the rest of our tour. On our flight back, you take a break from your journaling and come find me. Pastor, how do I hold on to this? What do you mean? The baptism, or remembering my baptism, that feeling of dying and rising again, how do I hold on to this? This was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and I cannot come back to the Jordan River every time I need a refill. No, you can't. Nor do you need to. In fact, that would probably become a problem. It's not the source of the water that makes a baptism. It's not the amount of water. It's not even the experience itself. It is the word of God. It is the promise of God. So I ask you, can you picture our baptismal font back home? I want you to look at it next Sunday. Look at it when you come into the sanctuary. And if you would like, trace a cross on your forehead and on your heart, just like the day of your baptism. But look at that baptismal font at least two specific times during church next week. When you were under the water, cold, dark, not breathing, it was an experience of what is true not just in our one-time baptism, but also in our daily repentance. Daily repentance. Under the waters of baptism, you died to sin with Jesus on the cross. So during our time of confession of sins, I want you to look at that font and remember, under the waters of baptism, you died with Jesus on the cross. Your debt has been paid. And then, look again during the absolution. When you hear God's words of forgiveness declared to you for Jesus' sake, instead of closing your eyes or just looking me speak or staring at the screens, I want you to shoot a glance at that font and remember the image and sensation of coming out of the water. As your body shivered and your lungs filled again with air and life, it was an experience of what is true, not just in our one-time baptism, but also in our daily life of faith and trust. Emerging from the waters of baptism, you rise with Jesus to new life, forgiven, to walk in Him and established in the faith. What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires. And that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. So, remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.